Information Minister Monica Mutswangwa recently briefed the media on the plan after a cabinet meeting.
That the 255 abandoned land units and 112 vacant land units will be reallocated to deserving applicants. 24 farms under multiple farm ownership will be withdrawn and reallocated to deserving applicants. The 71 identified farms exceeding the maximum gazetted sizes will be downsized.
The changes come after massive land audit by government, which unearthed corruption and shocking abuse of power by officials. She says priority on redistribution will be given to war veterans, youth and women. While former white farmers, who are the subject of government compensation efforts after losing their land in 2000, have hinted that they are willing to farm again in Zimbabwe, government has not considered returning land to them. Agriculture Minister Perence Shiri explains the reason for limiting farm sizes.
There are a lot of our nationals, both here at home and in the diaspora, who are in need of land. The demand is overwhelming. As a result, government came up with a policy of maximum farm sizes. As ministry, will try as much as possible to stick to the maximum farm sizes. But however, we are very much alive to the fact that there are some highly productive units which, if disrupted, would definitely not augur well for our economy.
He adds that a productive farmer may exceed the farm size, but he emphasized it is a privilege government can review when it sees fit. Analyst Vivid Gwede says the changes by the government are an effort to right some wrongs.
The land reform program was marred by corruption and partisanship, which is why people who couldn't farm and who had no interest in farming except just owning the land ended up having multiple farms. So the government is trying to restructure the landscape of the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe.
Gwede says the government will need to do away with partisanship and corruption and award land to competent individuals who can ensure sustainability and make perennial food insecurity a thing of the past. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinavashe from Harare.